We named the child...
After.
And a four-legged animal that barks is a...
Dog.
And a call to a dog to attack another dog. You might tell that dog...
Seeking.
Yeah. Okay. And then a dog of mixed breed would be a dog that isn't a pedigree. You know, would be
a mongrel.
All right. And then a small, noisy, yapping dog. He's a little...
I don't... Feist. I guess that's what it...
Mm-hmm. That would be fine. And the little boy was by a dog. He was...
Bitten.
All right. See, I saw...
I think we'd say bit when I grew up. I say bitten now.
All right. And then, but then you use bit in the simple past. He, mm-hmm. The dog bit him.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
And the dog might...
Have bitten.
And,
oh, might be mad.
Yeah, all right. And the dog, or the dog might...
Might bite.
Yeah. Now, how about another expression? They took that boy over to the doctor because he was...
Dog bit.
Yeah. That, now, that's very... That's common. Now, the... cattle, the male is a
bull,
and the female is
cow.
Now, were there any terms they'd use instead of use? They wouldn't want to use that word in the presence of women.
Male.
Mm-hmm. Was that practice still?
Yeah, they didn't say bull, but they'd say male.
They wouldn't say bull when you were. How about by the time your daughter was growing up? I mean, would the well, how about now, right now, or?
Well, it all depends, I guess, on how old a person was.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not people. I don't think there. People talk more frank, and I mean, call things as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess most any farmer now would say bull and cow.
But say a generation ago,
mm-hmm.
Say the time when your daughters were growing up. Now that was, they still used male. Is that recently? That's what I was trying to pin down. How recently they termed them. Now how about a young say a cow is going to give birth. You say Daisy's going to
calve.
All right, or another expression is.
Well, when I was growing up, people said freshen, but that was with their milk cows, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you'd I suppose you'd said the same thing with your beef herd,
mm-hmm.
But for the milk cow.
Okay. You know, the offspring, we used that before, you'd call that a
calf.
And riding animal is a
horse.
All right, and a female is called a
mare.
And you'd say you have two
horses.
Yeah. And the male and a horse is a
stud.
All right. And they're talking about a child in bed. You'd say people had put chairs around the bed for that little boy because last night he fell.
He fell out of bed.
Okay. And the things at the bottom of a horse's legs are its
hoof.
Yeah. She has four
hoofs.
Yeah. And two of those are nailed
horseshoes.
Okay. And then the animal, the sheep, a male sheep is a
buck.
And was there any euphemism there with that or?
No, people just talking about buck. Well, I didn't hear that often enough. There wasn't a whole lot of horse breeding around.
Uh-huh. I
think people, when they did use it, they just said stud.
All right. Now, were there many sheep around here?
Yes, Uncle Charlie, we had sheep when we were growing up. Uncle Charlie had sheep, and just a few farmers
mm-hmm.
grew sheep.
Now, what's
raised
the
sheep.
The female called?
Yo.
Okay, and the stuff on the back is called?
Wool.
And the animals that you get pork from are?
Hogs.
And the male is called a?
Boar.
And
sow.
Okay, and when I...